From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United Nations Security Council has just unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to the North's September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, told the Council Monday evening, "Today we are saying that the world will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea, and today the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves." Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The resolution will also reduce by more than half the North's gas, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports, while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. Haley said, "We don't take pleasure in further strengthening sanctions today. We are not looking for war. The North Korean regime has not yet passed the point of no return. If it agrees to stop its nuclear program, it can reclaim its future. If it proves it can live in peace, the world will live in peace with it." The U.S. didn't get everything it hoped for in the new resolution. It had sought a complete oil embargo and an asset freeze on the leader, Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court